Now to a remote area of Yunnan province in southwestern China, where a rare congregation of Catholic Tibetans lives. NPR's Emily Fang spent Christmas with them.
It's Christmas Eve in Sudrung, and the church is bathed in a golden light. People are already streaming in, and the pews are mostly full. The women sit on the left in their bright pink turbans and their silk brocades, and the men sit on the right in their cowboy hats and shirlings.
We're in Sizhong Church in China's Yunnan province, about 20 miles from Tibet and Myanmar. At Christmas Eve Mass, neighbors wave at each other. Heavily swaddled children run up and down the church aisle. We're singing Gregorian chants, but with a twist. My companion in the pews explains. He tells me their prayers and their Bible were originally written in Latin, but were translated into Tibetan and written down in Chinese characters, a mix of three cultures. So is the church, which looks like a traditional French cathedral with a Buddhist temple roof. Inside, painted Buddhist lotuses snake around brass reliefs of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. When the priest enters, a storm of firecrackers erupts. This part of Yunnan province is mainly Tibetan and Nasi, another ethnic minority. They're largely Buddhist. But more than 150 years ago, French missionaries settled upriver. In 1905, Buddhist Tibetans attacked, driving the survivors downriver here to Sizhong. Researcher Matthew Chitwood says Sizhong's remote location helped the Catholic community maintain its faith after the communists came to power in 1949.
They further withdrew to avoid the influences of the state. That withdrawn nature allows them to maintain that identity and that culture.
The Sizhong Church was once defaced, and Catholics here went half a century without a resident priest. Now the Chinese government sees Sizhong's religious history as an asset. Here's Brendan Gallipo, an anthropologist at National Tsinghua University in Taiwan.
Having this community of Catholics has allowed the government to promote the community as a tourist spot.
While the government may want to draw tourists, its poverty alleviation program has made Sizhong much less picturesque. Rice paddies are now covered over with cement. Plumes of dust rise from a sand quarry. A power station and dam churn out electricity. 90-year-old Xiao Jieyi, a Tibetan Catholic who speaks French, has seen a lot of history. He sings a carol for us. Xiao planned to be a priest. Those plans were dashed during the political turmoil of the 60s. And while he did sing to us, he could not talk. He was interrupted by a phone call from police. Orders from above, Xiao said. The same thing happens when I try to meet Yao Fei, Sizhong's priest. Government minders aggressively questioned anyone NPR spoke to. But Christmas Day is allowed to continue. It ends with hours of Tibetan music and dancing. Worshippers pile large birthday cakes in front of the altar. The cakes are for Jesus. It's his birthday, explains one of the women who's dancing around them. Later, the cakes, as well as pots of rice liquor infused with bits of chicken, are distributed to anyone who comes by the church, including many Buddhist relatives who help with the preparations. Christmas is spent with family, they say, no matter their faith. Emily Fang, NPR News, Sizhong, China.
Is this good?